Hello, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 635. And I'm going to talk about practice. Because that's what I feel like I'm doing. Let me give you a little bit of background into my recording things. I started making recordings. I'm not really sure. I think it began in 2005. I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's so. That was when, I'd listened to all the talk radio that I could frankly stand. Talk radio people are really, part of the shtick is that you need to be a bit pompous. I found that I can handle Glenn Beck better because he's a guy that doesn't mind airing his foibles, He doesn't say he's all that, where all the rest of them, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Medved, Sean Hannity, the other people that I kind of listen to, these are people who can't do wrong, who came from, I guess, a thought process, a way of being that says you never ever, it's almost like they got taught by politicians, you never ever admit that you're wrong. Never. It's always like, well, they may have misinterpreted what I said. This is what I said. And I guess you'd go back and rewind and say, that's not what you said. Well, that's what I meant. And you just got confused. You people are always confusing what I'm saying for what I really mean. It's like, well, I'm sorry. The only way I can interpret is by what you say. And and there's two different ways of doing it. There's always doing this weird kind of backpedaling business, saying, well, I was right. It's always important that I be right. They rarely want to admit that they're wrong unless there's just nothing else to do. I was wrong. I'm really sorry. I was wrong. I was a horrible person. I can do that because I know that what I'm going through here in this life is practice. My first recordings were, I think, less engaging than the ones now. Now, they were of different kinds of stripes. This particular podcast, The Life Autistic, was actually created for a specific purpose. Of course, I've almost completely abandoned that first purpose, but the name remains. The fact that Jay is really different, that's just kind of a gimme anymore. But practicing. I'm still practicing. I have said in the past, and I think it's true, that quasi-indefatigable Zenilith, those audio recordings I did in the past, I still do them on occasion, but much more podcast episodes. But they were practice for what followed. I was getting better. Hopefully, not so many blank spots. Hopefully, not so many, I can't say a thing about tangents. I think I still do tangents just as expertly as anybody else does. Wild, crazy tangents. And when I finally realized that I haven't been talking about my original topic for ages, all of a sudden I'll start kind of wandering my way back, maybe. Or I'll just rip it right back and try to segue poorly into it. I just might as well give up. Drop that, get back to what our topic was. Things like that might suit me better. Instead of trying to take kind of a, oh, well, I went off into that direction, but that's because I'm brilliant and it all ties together, and you go, half the time it really doesn't tie together. I go off on a tangent because it seems interesting to me at the second. And when I snap back, it hurts. Kreska! You don't jump from 5 miles away back to where you were in 1 second without some pain. It's just, there's wind resistance to handle there. And when one's trying to make it look smooth and make it look like that you had planned this all along, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to break my neck trying to do that. Because I'm not that, you know, I'm not that good of a segue person. I'm not a debater, particularly. I'm okay. But that's only when I don't really have much of an opponent. I can't say I've been matched with amazing opponents. I do okay with normal people. Like, if I were to go up against, who's good? Michael Medved is purported to be a pretty good debater. That's where they kind of steer him, because that seems to be one of his strengths. I don't think I'd last a minute with him. Because he takes such glee at picking you to shreds and making you look like an idiot. And I take too much time trying to be respectful, or at least trying to be respectful, of other people and their feelings. And you have to realize that, I guess, in most debate competitions, that's the last thing you should do, is start being really, you know, you really need to be kind of considerate of that person, how they're feeling. And you go, now you're going for the jugular, any chance you can get. It's always good to get your jabs in. Should I try to make a segue back to practice, or should I just give it up? Going from that to practice. So here I am, and Lisa, my wonderful wife, in conversation, which I'm trying to get better at conversation with her. Because I'm practicing to try to be a better person about all this stuff. You know, I feel like that when I get some of this stuff kind of nailed down, that I will be all the better at writing, lecturing, speaking, WLS. It's always interesting. There's a guy that just drove by in a truck, and he's kind of looking at me. And I'm sure, you know, I don't know, I'm not sure about anything. One wonders what goes through their heads when they see me and they go, that guy's going to get me killed. He's just yakking and yakking. He's got his headphones on. You know, people probably think I'm talking on the phone instead of recording a podcast. I'm sure if they found out what I was doing, they'd write a law against it. That's just the way these things go. It's not safe. You go, well, you know what? Breathing isn't safe. We should outlaw that, too. It at least depends on where you're breathing. Or it depends on how bad smelling your breath is. Sorry. I'm practicing. I'm not going to practice on jokes. I'm not interested in trying to figure out how to tell the right jokes to get started. I do not intend to be that kind of a speaker, kind of a polished professional speaker. I don't have a lot of, I don't want to say respect, but I have more respect for differences between people. Who was I? I was noticing something. Every 6 months in the LDS church, now you can say, Jay, you sure come up with a lot of LDS references. You know, when you talk to us, you know, why is that? Well, so, you know, that's my one active, ongoing organizational affiliation. You know, this is where I get out and really get kind of mix it up with other people. So anyway, I was watching these talks. Every 6 months is general conference, and you have talks. And I would have to say, I don't know if it's because there's a teleprompter up there. I don't know exactly why sometimes a whole lot of the people use the same presentation style as if it is the LDS standard. And I worry, if I were to be put into a position where I spoke from that podium at that thing, I wouldn't want to look like everybody else. I wouldn't want to do that. Now, I don't know if I started to do that, if all of a sudden somebody would say, oh, get him off of there. He's not obeying the unwritten rules of being a Mormon speaker. they're not written. I didn't know there were any of these rules. In Grady, they park a sheriff's car there with a stuffed person in it. So people will think that there is a cop administering the speed limit, even though there isn't. Grady doesn't have a cop. Can't afford one. But I think it's funny because it actually works in turn. It works for me. Just on the off chance, it might be a real person in there. Although I know every time I pass by that it isn't a stuffed guy. It's just that one thing that it could happen one day and he'd nail me for going too fast. Although I don't tend to. I tend to obey the speed limit whenever I can. Anyway, see, there it goes. There's those tangents. Am I practicing my tangents? Am I going to make them more interesting? Side stories, stuff like that? If that's part of the allure, that's fine. Now I've got to come back to practice and try to say something about that. Are you getting whiplash yet from me jerking you around, taking you to a tangent and trying to snap you back to practice? I noticed it especially when I was talking about General Conference. You can see the guys doing it a bit, but you know who really does it is the women. I swear they must call women into positions in the general auxiliaries of the church just for the purpose of that when they bring them up to speak, that they will speak with the same intonation. They will... You know, they will do this. I'd swear they were all sisters. They were all related somehow to some old marm who schooled them strictly. This is the way you should speak. You'll talk like this. What a wonderful world we live in. And, you know, it would, if they were the only person who spoke like that, I think it would be wonderful. You know? But they all do. Every one of them, even if they don't look the same, they talk the same, and it's boring. So when people say, well, you need to get a more polished professional approach so you can look like a professional, and you go, you know what, the last thing I want to do is look like a professional. I guess what I'm practicing at the most, have I whipped you back to the original topic? I guess what I'm practicing at most is trying to be more J and the good J. Lisa was saying that sometimes I get passionate, but that passion runs to anger. And I think she's right. Of course, she should be. She's my wife. She's around me more than anybody else is. And that's not my better nature, I hope. God, if that's my best nature, what's my worst look like? But I want my best nature, so I have to practice being Jay without being angry. Although sometimes when I'm tired, that's my best stuff, right? After a hard day, after I've had a pretty good meal in my tummy, and I start coming home from the thing, and I put on the headphones, well, the headset, and I start doing my podcast. Sometimes those are the best ones. Often the best ones. I don't know if it's because I'm more Jay or because I'm more relaxed, or if I go out, well, I'm not really going to come at you with a particular topic or something like that. Those are among the best. It's funny. It's almost like my first one in a given day, it's okay. Second one, it could be a little better. Of course, you know, everybody can have their own opinion. They go, oh, I love Jay's first session of a day. And after that, he just gets more flippant and crazy, and he doesn't stay on topic very well, and I don't like that. Of course, you know, and for all I know, I don't really know. I don't get, can I be honest with you? I don't get a ton of feedback at all. In fact, I get very little at all. I guess because people just listen. And they go, oh, that's nice. You know, there's so many people that don't really feel the need to get wrapped up in this stuff. I look at other podcasts, and I see what they do to get successful you know, they'll also run a forum, and they'll have their listeners on the forum. They'll spend probably more time on their forum than they do on podcasts. And I said, you know, frankly, I don't have the time, because I certainly can't work with forums on while I'm in the car driving the place. I would have to do that late at night or something. And I really need to spend that time doing other things. You know, I need to be writing essays, honestly. Something I've been good at in the past, but I really haven't ever really found a lot of time for now, and I need to use that time to the best effect, I think, of what I want to accomplish. I'm taking this huge break here, just because you're not supposed to. Is that practice? Or is my mind just blank? And now I'm trying to cover it up and make like, boy, aren't I with it? Aren't I smart? I use all this stuff to such theatrical ends. Like, I'm probably not. I'm probably just, I don't know, I think my mind's shot. I can't think anymore. Oh, gee, I tell you. Where did this guy come from? And now that he's here, what are we going to do with him? And I know the basic answer, and it kind of torques me sometimes. We're going to put him to work fixing the computers. I think, oh, I really hope that that's one of my lower talents. I don't want to spend the rest of my life fixing computers. I think I've got more to offer the world. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm all wrong, and I should really appreciate the fact that I can do, you know, that I can fix computers and do all these things. If I hope I can. This job I'm going to now, I don't know. I got on the internet, I got a few ideas. After that, you know what? I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how to solve my problem. And I won't explain the problem here. I'm nearly there, so I'm going to have to close up here pretty soon. But this is my presentation style, and I don't intend on changing it particularly, because I don't want to be known, oh, he's such a wonderful speaker. I want people to really listen to the ideas, the messages. You know, one can be a success and not really say anything. You know, I've got such a wonderful presentation style. People love to listen to me. I drone at them. You know, they might put me in to help them go to sleep at night. And that's not what I want. I don't want to be that person. I want to be the person who says, okay, and here's this idea, and here's that. You should think about this and think about that. And then, you know, I really do want to, if not open people's eyes, at least give them a different perspective at which to bring something. You know, I want atheists to approach God and stop saying, well, I hate the Catholic concept of God. I said, well, then, you know what? Don't go for the Catholic concept of God. Frankly, I think it's wrong, too. So I'm not willing to go in so far into your direction to say, hey, you know, God must not exist then. Because I think that's kind of since God isn't the way, doesn't seem to work the way I perceive that he should be working, he must not exist. And you go, boy, that's cocky. Why don't you just say, I don't think that's God. It doesn't seem to make sense. There may be no God. I don't think that way. I'm certain there is a God. But I can think of a lot of people that would say, well, there might not be a God, but there may be. You know? People get so weird about how stupid people are for believing in God, and you go, well, you know what? I think it's equally stupid to dismiss him so readily. Why do that? Not to denigrate anybody and their good ideas. It's just to say, why? You know, how come? You guys are so dead set against the fact that there could be a God. Oh, no, there could be a God, because if there were, why would there be so many terrible things going on? And you go, well, does God, you know, does the purposes of God get accomplished when bad things happen? Sometimes? Oh, maybe. And you go, well then, Why would he be trying to stop it all the time? In my belief system, in the things that I believe, God's testing us. We're here to be tested. I think it's actually even biblical, too. Sure, people don't often think along those lines about why you're here on earth. You just are, you know. You're supposed to follow God. If you don't, he'll kill you. Or, you know, he'll send you to hell and let you burn for eternity. It's like, well, he does sound like kind of a mean, spiteful old bat. But that's only because if that's the way you look at him, it's kind of like your jerky 16-year-old son who's always spitting in your face as a father, you know. You're trying to run my life! You're trying to tell me what to do! I hate that! I hate you! I wish you were dead! And you're going, you know, that sounds just like a lot of the rhetoric coming out of a lot of people who have a big problem with God. Right? You know, no, I hate you! You don't even exist! I'm going to act like you don't exist! Yeah, 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 I'm better than you are! You're a jerk! I don't like you! Everybody else is stupid for believing in you. I was like, well, you know, you can choose to be that way if you want. And you can be that way your whole life, I suppose. But if this life is a test to see what kind of a person you're becoming, well, we can kind of project forward from that snotty, jerky, you know, up yours sort of attitude about God, project that into the future about 50 or 60 years, and you get a really snide, nasty, rotten, the guy that thinks the world is against him, and you go, oh yes, this is what the test was, is to see what you would ultimately do with what you were presented. Are you a good person? No, I'm angry and upset, and I don't understand, and people are jerks, and I don't believe in God, but if there were a God, I would kick him in the shin. I was probably going to say something else, but I'm glad I didn't. Tell him how much of a jerk he was. I don't even believe in him anymore. And you go, you sure sound like you're a guy that wants to have a God there, if only to punch on him a bit, you know, to do the holy punching bag. It's like you really indicating that you really do believe that there is a God, because, you know, you want to take out after him, and you want him to suffer the way that you think you've suffered, instead of saying, okay, when faced with a circumstance, how am I going to react to it? You know, am I going to face it with dignity and with trying to find a good resolution, with trying to find a circumstance where people, you know, where people, people can have happiness and joy, and where we can uplift one another instead of just telling everyone how nasty and wicked and rah you are, focusing it on different individuals just kind of willy-nilly because you feel like it, and then you feel almost justified for having done it, which you probably should never do. It's usually not their fault you're having a bad day. You know, it may just be circumstances, but it may be you. You may be just a jerk. And you need to stop being so jerky. You need to change your attitude. You need to change. You need to practice. Ooh, snap back. Snap back. Hwah! The snap back segue. I'll rip you right back to where I need you. Practice being a godly person, trying to be. Now, it's really easy to fall into bad habits. I am the poster child. I'm a Latter-day Saint. Maybe I should be the patron Latter-day Saint of not doing very good at this. But there's plenty of those. I'm sure that other people could function as a patron saint of that just as readily as I could. I need to work on it. So practice. Here I am. I'm practicing and I'm trying to be passionate about what I'm talking about without getting angry. But to lead you guys to something good. Another thing I talked about with Lisa, and she agreed, and she added to it, I'm sure. I'm trying to make sure that she can add to whatever she needs to. Is that I need to lead in each one of these things on an upbeat note, even as much to bear something of a testimony to you of what I've learned, of what I've felt, of what God's done to me. God's been so amazingly kind to me. I think he's willing to be amazingly kind to everybody if you'll just give him a little purchase to do it. Give him a little reason, and he'll give you a mile. It's been true in my life. It's been true in my life. If you don't believe in God, you know what? Just give a little place for it. Back in the very, in the deep recesses of your mind and your heart. You go, you know what? I'm not sure there is a God. There probably isn't a God. But just in case there is, I'm going to try to do something today that might make God smile at me. You know, doesn't hurt to be a nice person on occasion. Sometimes it even does something good. People are always saying, oh, you Christians, all you do all day is just tell people that they have to be good all the time. You go, well, fine, don't be good all the time. Just be good some of the time and see how you like it. See how it makes you feel. If you're a better person, if people like being around you for once. Things like that. I've found that when I try to do those kinds of things, I feel better. And life is better. And life goes better for me. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God for it. I figure it comes from him. Why not give him the glory? What skin is it off of your nose if you credit God for what happened? You may find out that it really does come from him, like I do. It really does. And that you really want to be like God. You want to be around God. All of a sudden you say, you know what? God's got a tough job. But he does a good job at it. I want to be like him. I want to do a good job too. Anyway, this is Shane Nemro, leaving you with that thought. Keep practicing. Keep striving to get better. Not to take personal glory, although, you know, it's not a bad thing to profit off of the things that you're good at. That's why God gave us talents, so that we can profit off of it. I do think that refers to money as well, but make sure you give credit where credit's due. If you start thinking that God has given you this, that you're just getting inspiration from God, tell everybody that that's true. I'm trying to do that more. You should too. This is Shane Nemro. I'm grateful every day for the wonderful things I have. They come from God. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 635. Where's my mouse? I'm always looking for my cursor here. My pointer. Have a great day.